The New York State Senate made history on two fronts Monday, as it elected Andrea Stewart Cousins to be the first woman and African-American woman to head the chamber in January. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more from Albany.
I have been unanimously elected the majority leader.
Senator Stewart Cousins, who has led the Democrats in the Senate since 2012, is poised to become the Senate's next majority leader after Democrats won 40 seats in November's elections. Stewart Cousins was a teacher and a journalist before being elected to represent Yonkers in the Westchester County Legislature. She won her Senate seat over a decade ago. She took a moment to reflect on the big changes her selection represents.
This is an incredibly proud moment for me. It is a moment that I don't believe, certainly when I came here, I would have ever dreamt of.
Stewart Cousins says among the top priorities for the Senate Democrats will be enacting the Reproductive Health Act. It would codify the abortion rights in the U.S. Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade into New York law, also strengthening gun control laws, as well as instituting early voting in New York. She will preside over a diverse conference. Some are insurgent Democrats who beat 6 of 8 former breakaway Democrats in the Democratic primary in September and seek single-payer health care for New York and significantly more spending on public schools. Other new senators elected in November represent Long Island and the Hudson Valley, where property taxes are a concern, and who may want to hold the line on any new major spending programs. But Senator Stewart Cousins says she expects consensus will come.
I don't think it's a collision. You know, the things that we're going to be addressing, obviously, are things that are very, very important to New Yorkers. Healthcare, quality education, all these things are why we're here. So we're not expecting collisions. We're expecting the opportunity to try and figure out the best way forward on these important issues for New Yorkers.
She says she wants to first sit down and talk about all of the issues with her 15 new members. Senator Brad Hoylman, who was elected to the Senate in 2012, is now one of the more senior senators in the Democratic Conference. He says he thinks Democrats can come up with a plan that includes funding for schools and health care without greatly increasing taxes.
I hope what we see in a newly led conference is a much more deliberative body. And I think that's what Andrew Stewart Cousins was discussing today in terms of our own membership, experts, and the public at large.
Republicans, meanwhile, are down to just 23 members, and they'll have far less power than they had when they controlled the chamber. Senate Minority Leader-elect John Flanagan says he and the other Republicans will do their best to draw attention to issues and legislation that they might disagree with.
I'm scared to death about what's coming. You know, I'll give you a couple of examples. I heard from Somos, one of the outposts of that is that we're going to have illegal driver's licenses for anyone who's here, no matter what their status may be. We are stridently opposed to that.
Flanagan predicts that the bill to enact single-payer health care would bankrupt the state, and he says raising taxes on the wealthy would cause more people to leave New York. In a statement after Stewart Cousins' election, Flanagan called the Democratic leader a class act and a truly extraordinary person, and said he hopes they can work together. Governor Cuomo, who helped in 2018 to get more Democrats elected to the Senate, says he wants to work with Stewart Cousins and the Senate Democrats to stand up to the extreme conservative agenda in Washington. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.